Sri Lanka's opposition yesterday announced a mass campaign calling on the government to restore democracy in the island nation after tense eastern province elections it claims were tainted by vote tampering and intimidation. The government, meanwhile, hailed the weekend vote as a return to democracy in the country's east, less than a year after it drove out the rebels who had controlled the region for more than a decade, and a mandate to continue their campaign to destroy the Tigers militarily. The Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, says the issue may end up being decided by the courts.
People say it's an establishment of democratic rights, but there are serious allegations about rigging elections, and the United National Party has said that they're going to courts on this matter. So has the Muslim Congress said that this is a triumph for deceit. There's different opinion on this. Government says, no, there was no rigging. But the others say we have evidence and we will forward it in court. So that's the position at the moment. And they have called for fresh elections. It depends on what the court will decide. It is now technically admitted that it is a free area. So it depends on how the government or any other power is going to handle that situation in the future. Whether they are going to make the people, relieve the people of their suffering, or whether it is going to be still another regimentation under kind of dictatorial rule by a militant group.